welcoming my beautiful wife, Nurse Joy, to the airwaves. Hey, love, good morning.
Good morning.
What did you think about it last night?
It was interesting. You know, three of the four girls were just middle-class families, just normal middle-class.
Yes.
I think Lauren was a little higher class.
Because a lot of times on this show, you're flying all over the place, you're in romantic destinations, you're doing crazy things on dates. But here's where the rubber meets the road, and now Bachelor Ari Lyandike Jr., the race car driver, has got four to choose from. And we started off with Kendall. Your thoughts on Kendall's hometown?
It was a little odd, obviously, because, you know, she takes them to do some...
Taxidermy.
Thank you. Taxidermy.
There you go. That's it.
And it was a lot like the movie Dinner for Schmucks. I don't know if you remember that one with Paul Rudd, but they stuff these dead animals, and then they're like playing with them. They're playing with them, and they have little scenes of Paris with the rats. Like, it was the most odd date, but it was hilarious. I love her. I just think that she is so funny and quirky, and like whenever they're together, I think that they laugh a lot and have a good time.
I was really excited whenever Tia and her hometown come up. She took them racing, which I thought was great. They did dirt track racing, and I think he really appreciated that. I think he had the most fun on that date. Would you agree?
I agree. Yeah, I think he had a lot of fun with her. But then when you factor in her family, I think he was a little freaked out. They are definitely from the South.
Well, you know, the only thing I know about you is what I've read on the internet.
Give me some stuff. What are you worried about?
You're supposed to be a playboy.
Yeah, that's...
Is this true?
No, that's completely false.
I think I'd have a pretty good time if I had 25 girls to pick from.
Her dad was good. Her brother looks like he could be a cage fighter. Moving on, we go on the next round to Becca. We go from the deep south to the north to Minneapolis, Minnesota. And this one kind of scared me too, because now Becca's dad passed away a few years ago, I guess, and her uncles are like super protective, and that was intimidating too.
I felt like they made it seem worse than it really was with her uncle. Because I think once he talked to Ari and kind of got a feel for him, he was a little bit better, you know. But he was a pastor. He was concerned, obviously. You know, I think they're legitimate concerns. In the end, they were all pretty pleased with him. And I felt like it went really good with her family, actually.
They went to the apple orchard. They shot the bullseye with the apple cannon. And I really think that it'd be great if we had more apple orchards around here to go to like that.
That would be awesome.
We used to have... You pick apples all over the place, and the insurance got too high to do it because people were falling out of the trees and breaking their arms and stuff. But my goodness, that looked like so much fun. You picked your apples, and then you went to a caramel dipping station, and you dipped your apples into caramel. You made your own caramel apples fresh from the orchard. Somebody needs to do that.
That was the best part, you know, putting the caramel on the apples they picked. That was amazing.
I mean, you talk about a great date. Hey, let's go make our own caramel apples at the orchard.
Yeah.
So anyway, after that, we go to Virginia Beach and meet up with Lauren B's family, and let's just face it, they are a little high class, military family. I guess Lauren B's dad is a fighter pilot, flew the F-14 Tomcat, which was made famous in the movie Top Gun, and her dad was intimidating, but I really think that Ari won him over. Would you agree?
He did win him over in the moment that he said, you know, him and a few other racers had gone to Afghanistan. They had just gone to, you know, show their appreciation to the, you know, to the troops. And immediately you could see a change in his demeanor, in her dad's demeanor. However, her mom is a lot like Lauren. She's real dry. She was pretty hard on him. She was harder on him than the dad ended up being.
I really feel like Lauren B is going to be your winner in this whole thing because she does. She's the Emily Maynard that Ari couldn't get.
I think you're right there. I do see her making it to the final two for sure.
At the end of the deal, he did not give a rose to Tia. She's going back home to Wiener, Arkansas. So the three that's left for next week, you got Becca, Lauren, and Kendall, and apparently there's some drama next week.
There's always some drama. you've always got the one person, you know, who doesn't really want to commit yet. And I think at that point it's Kendall, you know, she's not, and she told him, I'm not ready to get engaged right now, which is worrisome. And I think that's probably why she ends up getting the boot before the other girls is what I think is going to happen.
The most unrealistic reality show in all of TV, ABC's The Bachelor. Two nights coming up next week, starting on Sunday night, then Monday. We'll go over everything here next Tuesday as well. Love of my life, Nurse Joy, I love you.
I love you too.